AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In Kentucky, one student was killed and another was critically wounded in a shooting at a residence hall at Kentucky State University yesterday. Here's Frankfort Assistant Police Chief Scott Tracy.
One individual who is not a Kentucky State University student is in custody. Frankfort police believe this to be an isolated incident, and there are no active safety concerns on campus at this time.
Audio courtesy of WTVQ. In Florida, Democrat Eileen Higgins has won the Miami's mayor's race, defeating Emilio Gonzalez, a Republican endorsed by President Trump. Higgins is the first Democrat to be elected as mayor in nearly 30 years. Israel's military took international journalists, including AP correspondent Sam Mednick, into Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah this week, after having prohibited them from entering the territory since the war with Hamas erupted.
We're in Rafah City, and you can just see this absolute destruction, just piles upon piles of concrete and wire, and you can see some pages of some books. They have some Arabic writing on them. This area has been absolutely destroyed.
Soldiers escorted journalists inside a tunnel, which they said was one of Hamas's most significant and complex underground routes, connecting cities in the embattled territory and used by top Hamas commanders. Israel and Hamas are on the cusp of finishing the first phase of the truce, which ordered the return of all hostages, living and dead, in exchange for Palestinians held by Israel. Mediators warn the second phase will be far more challenging, since it includes disarming Hamas and Israel's withdrawal from the Strip. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to travel to Washington this month. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on the development of a medication to treat rare cases of infant botulism.
An infant botulism outbreak has sickened at least 39 babies across the U.S., and it's underscoring the crucial role of a medication that treats the rare disease. Baby Big is an IV drug made from blood plasma, donated by a small group of scientists and other volunteers.
It's probably the highlight of my career that I actually was able to participate in this project.
Nancy Shines, a retired biochemist.
I was lucky enough to be one of those people who was, for occupational safety, because we worked with botulinum toxin, I was vaccinated.
The late Dr. Stephen Arnon first identified the form of botulism that affects babies under age one, and he spent his 45-year career figuring out how to treat it. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.